Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to After Work. This is your host, De Niro White. And today, I am leaving work early. I'm leaving work early because I was doing good and stuff, right? And then I just ate some Burger King. And after I ate that Burger King, that shit made me feel sick. Like, I feel like I just got hot. I just got hot out of nowhere. Let's see what else. Like, I got really hot out of nowhere. Then I started to feel like I was gonna throw up. I lost all my energy. I don't know. Like, I know I don't feel good at this point because I'm not even driving fast. Like, y'all normally, I'm not sure if y'all can normally hear, but y'all normally hear something along the lines of this every around like when I start off the thing. Like, that's how I know I'm not feeling good, because I normally be driving fast and stuff like that. But today I'm just not. Like, I was doing all good and everything until I ate that Burger King. Once I ate that Burger King, it was just over from there. And the bitch at Burger King wanted to act stuck up. Because I told him, I was like, oh yeah, let me get the 5 for $4, which is what I normally get. And that shit was still on their menu and everything. And then she talking about, oh, we don't have it. And I was like, are you sure you don't have it? Because, nah, I was like, it's still on your menu. And then she wanted to get an attitude, like, I'm positive we ain't got it. And then they took like 10 minutes to make a fucking 2 10 pieces. Like, come on, now that shit's stupid as hell. That's why I hate that Burger King. But no, I'm finna head home now. I was planning on making you like a little plan of what I was gonna talk about to y'all today on the way home. But as of this current moment, I didn't do that stuff because I thought I was gonna have another break. It's so sad because, like, I only worked about 6 hours today. I could have probably pushed through and did the extra 2 because we started at 3:30 today. And I left about, like, 9:30 something. So that's about, it's about 5.5 hours because break and stuff like that. But other than that, I only worked a little bit of hours today, which is a little bit sad to me. I wish I would have worked more, but you know, you just can't control things sometimes. Like, I could have easily like decided, oh, I don't want to go home, but I don't know. It's like the way with all this virus and shit going around, I don't want to fuck up somebody else, because I fuck with everybody who I work with, and like, say I do have that shit, but I just don't know. I don't want to fuck them up. And then, like, one of my friends that I like, you know, just go home. Like, so yeah, that's another reason why I went home. When I got an oil change today, they said that I needed a new strap for my muffler. That's why it's hanging so low. Because my muffler really is hanging very, very low at this current moment in time. I might go buy the piece tomorrow to try to fix it myself. Like, I really want to just wait until the shops and stuff open, because I got full coverage of my car. And I really don't feel like paying to get it fixed. But today I did go get an oil change. Cool little oil change. But every time I started my car, it still say that I need an oil change. Like, it still say oil change is required. Like, I literally just got the oil change done. And it's still saying it. Like, that's crazy. God. I sort of got... Oh, my. When the fuck did they start doing construction on this freeway? Man, if my exit closed, I'm going to be pissed. It's fucked. Hold on. They not doing construction. They just doing some other stuff. They working on, like, the side of it. But... yeah, that's really all it is. I just need a new strap for my exhaust because the other one ran it through. But I don't feel like paying for it, honestly. I'd rather pay. I'd rather just take the chance and wait. But at the same time, I can't really take the chance because if I take the chance and I hit something, my entire exhaust is going to fall off. And if my exhaust fall off, that's going to be bad. So, that's that. I have a little bit of a headache. I'm gonna go home, eat some food. Probably that's funny. Man. I hope I'm not getting sick. Me leaving early from work is probably a bad thing. If you're all like, oh, he got the Rona. Man, ain't nobody gonna be near me and shit. And you're like, oh, get the fuck away from me. But no, I feel kind of bad. I left the dude I was working with a bunch of boxes. But at the same time, it was way less boxes than I started off with. And plus, you know, they add boxes as you go on. So, as you know, as I'm going on, I'm just getting more and more boxes added on. Fucking person doing 65 and a 70. That shit irritating. Gas today. I paid $1.37 for gas today. That's pretty good, you know. They got me about 100-ish miles. Which isn't bad. It brought me up to 110. And I was at like 5 or 6 when I pulled in. So it got me about 100 miles. Which isn't bad. You know, I can't complain about that. Let's see. What else is there to talk about? This person looks like they're about to pull out. They better not pull out. Okay, they didn't pull out. I don't know. Driving is like therapeutic to me. Honestly. Like, driving is honestly really, really therapeutic to me. And like, I love driving. Like, I'm the happiest when I'm driving. Especially when I'm going fast. Because when I'm going fast, it's just like, I don't know, just like adrenaline, that happiness at the same time, and that just, I don't know, I just love it, I just really like it. Let's see, what else to talk about? I'm about to get off the freeway in a little bit now. I saw like 5 cops in under 1 minute. And it was like all going the same way. It was 2 state cops. It was two Dearborn cops, and it was like one Wayne County cop, I believe. But that shit kind of had me a little bit scared, because I was about to go smoke, and I'm like, I was finna smoke at my house or whatever, but it's like, I can drive while I'm high. Like, that's not my problem. I drive better while I'm high, actually. But, hypothetically, of course. Allegedly. I don't drive while high. Because I just don't. So, well, I'm off the freeway now. But, yeah. Really, it just, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Oh, that's what I was saying. Like, I drive better while I'm high, but at the same time, I don't. But, I drive way better while I'm high. I mean, right, but I was so paranoid last night. I'm like, damn, what if this dude running? Nah, he chilling. But, I was like, basically, I was thinking, like, okay, you know, shit kind of a little bit scary. I just saw five cops in under 1 minute. And I was supposed to drive like this tonight. Like, because I know if I get pulled over, like, I could drive good. But if I get pulled over, it's all bad because it's like, I'm high. And, allegedly. And that's already bad as it is. Some cops don't care. Some cops will let you go. But some cops do care. And then especially if they get to questioning you and shit, like, it's bad. It definitely would have been bad for me. Like, I was fine last night before I stepped outside. And as soon as that cold air hit me, that shit fucked me up way, like, tremendously. That shit fucked me up. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get a strap tomorrow. Or see if the mechanic shops are open. Because if so, if they are open, then I'm finna, the one specifically that I need to go to, because my stuff full warranty under there, nah, I'ma just go there. I'm starting to feel a little bit better, which is good. Let's see. I think I already said this, but I got like a little headache, but at the same time, I don't. I already know that when I go home, I'm going to have to hear my mom complain and stuff about, like, oh, why are you home early? Did you quit? Did you get fired? Did you get sent home? You know, just the basic stuff. I really can't honestly wait to move out. Like, I don't want to move. Like, I want to move out, but at the same time, I don't. I don't know, I just feel like it'd be like kind of lonely, you know, by yourself. Never lived on my own before. Most I've done was like for somebody's house for like a week. And that was in a trailer park too, so that shit was scary high key, because I'm not sure if y'all know, like, trailers and shit, they be creaking. So like, I'm sitting there in the middle of the night by myself, right, like in somewhere I'm uncomfortable in, and you just hear like creaking and shit. Like, that shit scary as hell. Like, okay, who the fuck is in the house type shit, or who's fucking around outside the house that I need to be aware of. Thank you.
honestly, guys, I think I'm gonna just end the podcast here. I really don't got much to say. I don't really feel too good. I'm honestly just trying to get home. So I'm gonna just end it here. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I'm still trying to figure out, I'm still trying to think of like names and stuff for the socials. When I figure those out, I'll let you know. I'll put the pages live. I'll probably be making an Instagram, a Twitter, maybe a Facebook. Probably not a Facebook. I don't know. And then I need to figure out how to change my emails to email on this app for my email that I'm gonna make for this podcast. But all right, guys, that's the end of it. Thanks for listening, and y'all be safe out there. Thanks for listening.